Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Daya Kora More Tama Bina Ke Dayalu Jagat Samsare Tama Bina Ke Dayalu Jagat Samsare Patita Pavana Hetu Tava Avatara Mosama Patita Prabhu Napaibeara Haha Prabhu Nityananda Premananda Sukhi Kripa Bala Kanakara Ami Bara Dukhi Daya Kara Sita Pati Adwaita Gosai Tava Kripa Bale Pai Chaitanya Nitai Ha Prabhu, Ha Ha Sarup Sanatana, Rupa Raghunatha. Pata Juga Shri Jivaha Prabhu Lokanatha Shri Jivaha Prabhu Lokanatha Daya Koro Shri Acharya Prabhu Srinivasa Ramachandra Sangamage Narottama Dasa Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Nittai Gaura Hari Bo, Hari Bo, Hari Bo, Hari Bo. Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada. Jai Om Vishnupad Paramahamsa Pariraja Kacharya Asatara Satishi Mahashimad is Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Ki Jai Samaveta Bhaktivedanta Ki Jai Jai Gaur Premanande. All glories to assembled devotees, all glories to assembled devotees, all glories to assembled devotees, all glories to Sri Sri Guru Nanda. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda. Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda. Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda. Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Today we're reading, continuing Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Lila chapter 23 entitled Life's Ultimate Goal. Today we're reading text 66 through 68. Hama jnana timarandasya jnananjana salakaya chakshurun militam jena tasmai shri guruve namaha shri chaitanya mano bhishtam stapitam jena bhutale svayam rupa kadamayam dadati svapadantikam Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prashtaya Bhutale Srimati Bhaktivedanta Samaniti Namani Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharne Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschacha Dishatarne Panchakalpa Trubhischa Kripa Sindhya Bevacha Patitanam Papani Vyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namaha Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaur Bhaktivinoda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare. Text number 66. Brajendra Nandana Krishna Nayaka Shiromani. Nayakara Shiromani Radha Thakurani. So translation is, Lord Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who appeared as the son of Nanda Maharaj, is the supreme hero in all dealings. Similarly, Srimati Radharani is the topmost heroine in all dealings. Nayakanam Shiroratnam Krishnastu Bhagavan Swayam Yatra Nitya Taya Sarbe Virajante Mahagunaha. Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead himself, and he is the crown jewel of all heroes. In Krishna, all transcendental good qualities are permanently situated. Purport: this verse is found in the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu 2.1.17. This is all transcendental qualities. Yatra Nitya Taya Sarve Virajante Mahaguna. How many qualities Krishna has? 64. Somebody mentioned yesterday. Unlimited, yes. This was brought out yesterday by Narayani Mataji. This is, she quoted one verse, but Lord Brahma says, you know, those verse, interesting verse. Gunatmanas te pi gunan vimatum. What is it? Hitva vatiranas ka ishire sha kalena jar va vimita sukalpayar pupashava ke nika du pashava. He says that Lord Brahma is offering his prayers to Krishna after stealing the cows and the calves and the cowherd boys. And he mentions that the scientists, they may count how many atoms are in the universe and how many grains of dust there are, and this, but still no one will be able to count the qualities of Krishna. Srila Rupa Goswami, of course, in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, he enumerates 64 qualities, but these are not the only qualities that Krishna has. Here it says, Yatra Nitya Taya Sarbe Virajante Mahaguna. Mahaguna, great transcendental qualities. Krishna's qualities are not like qualities found in the material world. What is that? Sarvaragarnas Tatra Samasate Sura Harava Bhaktasya Guno Mahadguna. Harava Bhaktasya Mahad, how's that? Harava Bhaktasya Kuto Mahadguna. That where is the qualities? The same Mahadguna, Mahaguna. The transcendental qualities of Harava Bhaktasya, those who are not devotees. Kuto, where are the qualities? They have no good qualities. But at least transcendental qualities. We can say, of course, from a materialistic point of view, sometimes people are philanthropists and they're doing so many nice things. They help their grandmother cross the street or do some good deed for the day. The Boy Scouts, they have their daily good deeds. But these are, talking here, transcendental qualities. Mahadguna, Mahaguna. And then it says, Yatra Nityataya Sarve, that all is permanently permanently situated, all good qualities here. So, all right, we'll go text 68. Devi Krishnamayi Prokta. Radhika Paradevata. Sarvalakshmi Mayi Sarva. Kanti Samohini Para. Devi Krishnamayi Prokta. Radhika Paradevata. Sarvalakshmi Mayi Sarva. Kanti Samohini Para. Devi Krishnamayi Prokta. Radhika Paradevata. Sarvalakshmi Mayi Sarva. Kanti Samohini Para. Chant somebody. Devi Krishna Mayi Prokta. Radhika Paradevata. Sarvalakshmi Mayi Sarva. Kanti Samohini Para. Devi Krishna Mayi Prokta. Radhika Paradevata. Sarvalakshmi Mayi Sarva. Lakshmi Samohini Para. Devi Krishna Mayi Prokta. Radhika Paradevata. Kanti Samohini Para. Devi, who shines brilliantly. Krishna Mayi, non different from Lord Krishna. Prokta, called. Radhika, Srimati Radharani. Paradevata, most worshipable. Sarvalakshmi Mayi, presiding over all the goddesses of fortune. Sarvakanti, in whom all splendor exists. Samohini, whose character completely bewilders Lord Krishna. Para, the supreme energy, the superior energy. Translation. The transcendental goddess Srimati Radharani is the direct counterpart of Lord Krishna. She is a central figure for all the goddesses of fortune. She possesses all the attraction to attract the all-attractive personality of Godhead. She is the primeval internal potency of the Lord. She possesses all the attraction to attract the all-attractive personality of Godhead. Interesting. Purport is that this verse is found in the Brihad Gautamiya Tantra. For an explanation, see Adi Lila 483 through 95. So, and this verse, this is established as a position of Srimati Radharani. So we have some doubts sometimes, the other sampradayas, when the deities Radha Govinda were taken to Jaipur for protection against the Muslims. They had, I think the Sri Vaishnavas were there, prominent with the king, they're in the court of the king. So they objected that why they're worshipping Srimati Radharani and Krishna first instead of Narayan. So all these things had to be straightened out. This Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, he sent Baladeva Vidyabhushan to establish the validity of this Gaudiya Sampradaya, which he did by writing this Govinda Bhasya, and he established all these. This is a verse from the Tantra, Brihad Gautamiya Tantra. This is evidence of the supreme position of Srimati Radharani. It's not something that has been manufactured in the fertile brains of the Gaudiya Acharyas, but it's there in the scriptures. We have to follow the authorities, Sadhu Shastra Guru Vakya, Chitte Te Kariya Aikya. We have to follow the authorities. The shastras are the basis of all these, the basis of the guru and the sadhu. They have to conform with the shastras. The shastras are the central authority that's established by Srila Jiva Goswami in his Sandarbhas, Bhagavat Sandarbha. He establishes Srimad Bhagavatam. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also says, Pramanam Amalam. This Srimad Bhagavatam is the best of all authorities. And all these other scriptures are there conforming. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, it is also mentioned that's Anaradita Nunam. I think that verse is coming up, maybe. Maybe not. So, because we have some unfortunate God brothers that becoming Sri Vaishnavas and they don't accept the position of Srimati Radharani, but here is very clearly explained. And moreover, Krishnadas Kaviraj explains further, as we said, as it mentions, Srila Prabhupada mentions in the purport here, for an explanation, see Adi Lila, chapter 4, 83 through 95. So the text there, 83 is again the same verse, Devi Krishnami Prokta. 84 says, Devi Kahi Jyotamana Paramasundari, that Devi means resplendent or most beautiful, Paramasundari. And Kimba Krishna Puja Kridara Vasati Nagari. It says that or, Kimba means or, and Krishna Puja, the worship of Krishna, you understand, Kridara, and of sports, Vasati, the abode. Or else it means the lovely abode of the worship and love sports of Lord Krishna. These are explanations of all the terminology here. 85 says, Krishna mayi, Krishna jar bitare bahire, jahan jahan netre pare tahan Krishna spure. It says that Krishna mayi means one who's within and without our Lord Krishna. She sees Lord Krishna wherever she casts her glance. Then 86, Kimba, again, it means another explanation is that Prema Rasa Moya Krishnara Swarup Tanara Shakti Tanara Saha Haya Ekarup says, or Krishnamayi means that she is identical with Lord Krishna, for she embodies the mellows of love. The energy of Lord Krishna is identical with him. This is also stated in the Vedas that the Shakti Shakti Matayora Beda, that the, just like, I think it's coming up here, that the sun and the sunshine, you can't distinguish that that they're different, but they're at the same time they are different. This is the philosophy given by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Achintya Beda Beda Tatra. So here there's a little purport. This is for Adi Lila, chapter 4, text 86, purport. Krishnamayi has two different imports. First, a person who always thinks of Krishna both within and without and who always remembers only Krishna, wherever he goes or whatever he sees, is called Krishnamayi. Also, since Krishna's personality is full of love, his loving potency, Radharani, being non-different from him, is called Krishnamayi. Text 87 goes on, Krishna Bancha Purtim Rupa Kare Aradhanani Ateva Radhika Nami Purani Vakani. Her worship, Aradhana, consists of fulfilling the desires of Lord Krishna. Therefore, the Puranas call her Radhika. So a purport there is, the name Radha is derived from the root word Aradhana, which means worship. The personality who excels all in worshiping Krishna may therefore be called Radhika, the greatest servitor. And there, here's the verses that from Bhagavatam. Anaya radito nyunam Bhagavan Haririshvara yan no vihaya govinda prito yam anayadraha. That the translation is, truly the personality of Godhead has been worshipped by her. Therefore, Lord Govinda, being pleased, has brought her to a lonely place, leaving us all behind. This is from the 10th canto, 30th chapter, text 28, after the Krishna disappeared from the, left the rasa dance. So this is other gopis speaking about this has brought her, at me, referring to Srimati Radharani. So Ata Eva, therefore, Sarva Puja Parama Devata, Sarva Palika, Sarva Jagatera Mata. Therefore, Radha is Parama Devata, the supreme goddess, and she is worshipable for everyone. She is the protectress of all, and she is the mother of the entire universe. This is again the description of this verse by Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami. Sarva Lakshmi Shabda Purve Kariyachi Byakyan, Sarva Lakshmi Ganera Tingho Hana Adishtan. I have already explained the meaning of Sarva Lakshmi. Radha is the original source of all the goddesses of fortune. Kimba Sarva Lakshmi Krishnara Shadvida Aishwarja Tanra Adishtatri Shakti Sarva Shakti Bharja. Or Sarva Lakshmi indicates that she is fully represents the six opulences of Krishna. Therefore, she is the supreme energy of Lord Krishna. 92, Sarva Saundarya Kanti Vaishaye Jahate Sarva Lakshmi Ganera Shobha Haya Jahahaite. The word Sarva Kanti from this verse, the word Sarva Kanti indicates that all beauty and luster rest in her body. All the Lakshmis derive their beauty from her. Kimba Kanti Shabde Krishnara Sabha Ichakahe Krishnara Sakala Bancha Radha Tai Rahe. That Kanti may also mean all the desires of Lord Krishna. All the desires of Lord Krishna rest in Srimati Radharani. Radhika Karena Krishnara Vanchita Puran Sarva Kanti Shabdera E Artha Vibaran. Srimati Radhika fulfills all the desires of Lord Krishna. This is the meaning of Sarva Kanti. Yeah, the one more. Jagat Mohana Krishna Tahara Mohini Ateva Samastera Paratakurani. One more word is there, Sanmohini, Kanti Samohini Para, that Lord Krishna enchants the world, but Sri Radha enchants even him. Therefore, she is the supreme goddess of all. Manmohan. So, very beginning of Chaitanya Charitamrita. Of course, these all topics, is Chaitanya Charitamrita is a postgraduate study of the science of Krishna consciousness. The fifth verse is Radha Krishna Pranaya Vikritir Hladini Shaktir Asmad, that the Radha and Krishna, they're Srimati Radharani is the transcendental energy of Lord Krishna. She is the supreme goddess of fortune, as we mentioned, as described here. The first verse we read today, Rajendra Nandana Krishna Nayaka Shiromani Nayakara Shiromani Radha Takurani, that just as Krishna is the fountainhead of all the different incarnations that have been described here, Srimati Radharani is the fountainhead of all the goddesses of fortune and all the queens of Dwarka, all the different energies of the Lord. Parasya Shaktir Vividai Vishuyate, just like Krishna's qualities are unlimited, his energies are similarly completely unlimited. Sometimes we describe how Krishna's energies are, he has the antaranga and bahiranga shakti, the internal and external potencies. But for Krishna, Srila Prabhupada gives us sometimes the example that the expert electrician, he makes from electricity, he makes hot with the heaters and cold with the air conditioners or like that. So Krishna's energies, they're personified, Srimati Radharani, as we mentioned, that Shakti, Shakti, Matayor, Abheda, there's none different. Ekatmanavapi, Bhuvi, Deha, Deha, Bedam, Tekato, To. That originally these were one. Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami describes like that, that they're originally one, Krishna and Radharani. So, of course, this is the, not to be, as we mentioned, this Chaitanya Charitamrita, this is a postgraduate study of all theology. This philosophy is very, particularly these last few weeks we've been discussing very high topics. So this is not for the ordinary persons, as Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, that manushanam sahasreshu kaschid yatati siddhe, that out of many thousands of persons, one endeavors for perfection, and out of those kaschid, that very few can actually understand such topics like this. But how to understand such topics is only possible by following in the footsteps, just like Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami. He ends every chapter, Sri Rupa Raga Natha Pade Jara Ash Chaitanya Charitamrita Kahe Krishna Das. He says that, praying at the lotus feet of Sri Rupa and Raghunath, always desiring their mercy, I, Krishna Das, narrate Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita following in their footsteps. Practically same message is given Narottam Das Thakur. We quoted a couple times that Rupa Raghunatha Pade Hoibi Akuti Kabehama Bujabase Jugala Priti, that only by the mercy of Rupa and Raghunath can, if one is very akuti, this we have our Akuti Mataji here, she's always enthusiastic. So one has to be enthusiastic, this Rupa Raghunatha Pade Hoyebe Akuti, that we should very much be interested if one wants to. Just like Srila Prabhupada said sometimes, that this Krishna consciousness, like a very valuable gem, you can't expect everyone is going to go into the jewelry store and buy the diamond. You can go to the Publix and so many people are there buying this thing and that thing, but the customers for the diamond, they're very less. So this is only for the most intelligent persons. These topics of particularly Chaitanya Charitamrita are for the elevated devotees. But by taking shelter of the six Goswamis, particularly here, this chapter here is entitled Life's Ultimate Goal. I can think this is translated to Prayojana. We have Sambandha, Abhideya, and Prayojana. These three topics are there in the Vedic literatures. That Sambandha is our understanding one's relationship with this world and with Krishna and the Supreme Lord. And Abhideya, what was the last chapter? The process, yes. Last chapter was entitled The Process of Devotional Service, or Abhideya. And all these different activities that one performs when one understands what his relationship is with the Supreme Lord and with this world. We have different types of relationships, sambandha, this relationship is there. So one has to understand what is activities, that's the abhideya. And this chapter here, life's ultimate goal, prayojana, is given. So we mentioned Rupa Raga Natapade. We have to take shelter of the six Goswamis of Vrindavan, Srila Prabhupada, through the spiritual master, of course. We don't jump up over them. But Rupa Raghunath, Rupa Goswami, we are followers of Rupa Goswami, also described as Rupanugas. Bhaktivinoda Thakur is described as Rupanuga variety. We're offering obeisances to Bhaktivinoda Thakur, who is the greatest of all the followers of Srila Rupa Goswami. And similarly, Raghunath Das Goswami, he's the Rupa Goswami is sometimes described as the Sambandha Abhideya Acharya, the Acharya of acting, and just like Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, he's given all the prescriptions how to act in one's relationship with the Supreme Lord. What are the activities that should perform in devotional service? So similarly, Raghunath Das Goswami, he's the sometimes described like that as the Acharya of Prayojana Acharya, the life's ultimate goal. So we can just understand a little bit about the qualities needed to come to this platform by studying the life of Srila Raghunath Das Goswami, how he was born in a very, very rich family, very highly elevated family in Bengal. His father and uncle at that time were making 12 lakhs rupees a year, 1,200,000 rupees in a year. I think Srila Prabhupada mentions that was also, 50 years ago or 60 years ago. He said that this exchange now is like 100,000 times increased. You can't even imagine. Since then, it's been increased at least another 100 times. So they were so rich. But Raghunath Das, he was always trying to run away from home. Even his father, mother, they married him to a most beautiful wife, and they gave him all sorts of comforts, trying to keep him at home. His mother one time told his father, maybe we should chain him, and said, well, how are you going to keep him by chaining him? This Lord Chaitanya's attractive force, he's already got so many opulences like King Indra. And so if that's not going to hold him, then nothing can hold him. And like that, he eventually, so many pastimes are there, the Chiradarhi festival, how he got the mercy of Nityananda Prabhu, and eventually ran away from home to join Lord Chaitanya in Jagannath Puri, and he was put under the care of Swarup Damodar, and for some time he was taking some just like allowance from coming was from home, 400 rupees a month, where he was inviting Lord Chaitanya for lunch with all of his associates. They was inviting him a couple times a month. And eventually he stopped that because Lord Chaitanya said, well, Raghunath's not inviting anymore. He said, well, he's not taking any more this money from home. And now he's going out to the gate of the Jagannath temple and begging alms like that. So his activities were so exemplary, he eventually came to the point of taking the rice that even the cows would not eat, that had become decomposed. They were thrown on the street, and he would take that rice and he would wash it, and he would eat that with a little salt or something, I don't know. And Lord Chaitanya was so impressed, they said, came there and took some of that rice. Raghunath, what type of nectar you have? Let me have some of that. So anyway, the example that Raghunath Das Goswami showed were so exemplary. After the departure of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Swarup Damodar, he went to Vrindavan. He was planning to commit suicide by jumping from Govardhan Hill. But Rupa Goswami, Sanatan Goswami, they convinced him, no, you have to stay, and because he was there. And he was the secretary of Lord Chaitanya, of Swarup Damodar, who was the personal secretary of Lord Chaitanya. He knew, he understood, he witnessed all the later pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And this has formed the basis of this Chaitanya Charitamrita, because he would, every day he would give discourses for 3 hours on the qualities of Lord Chaitanya. He would, some of his other activities, he would take 3 times bath in Radhakund. He would offer obeisances to Lord Krishna 1,000 times and to the Vaishnavas 2,000 times. And he would chant 100,000 names, 64 rounds every day, as described by Srinivasacharya, Sankhya Purvaka Nama Gana Natibi Kalavasani Krito, that he was so absorbed, he had no time. Nidrahara Vihara Kadi Vijito. He had no time. It's not like they, because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he came here, Vairagya Vidya Nija Bhakti Yoga Shikshartam. He came here to teach people this Vairagya and Vidya. This Srila Prabhupada says this is another name for Bhakti Yoga, Vairagya Vidya, that transcendental renunciation and transcendental knowledge, Shikshartamika Purusha Purana. So Raghunath Das, he was so busy with all of his devotional services, he had no time. Nidrahara vihara kadi vijito. He had no time for eating and sleeping and like this. He was taking only a little bit of buttermilk every day like that. And one time, of course, in a dream, he took some milk and rice, some sweet rice, I guess, I don't know, milk and rice, it's described. And he took us in a dream, he took some prasadam like this in a dream, and he got indigestion. And the doctors came and Vallabhacharya was in the area. They sent the doctors and they diagnosed him. He says, you've taken some rice and milk like this. Everybody was wonderstruck. He says, no, he only takes some buttermilk every day, a little bit, just a small cup. He said, well, Raghunath said, well, I did in a dream take this milk and rice. So there's many descriptions of Raghunath Das Goswami, how he, by his mercy only, one can understand these things. When he was living out at Radhakund, and Radhakund was actually discovered by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself, and when he came to Vrindavan, it was actually just in a rice field, some small, but just like you say, puddles or small reservoirs of water. Nobody understood what was the meaning of this Radhakund and Shyamakund. He inquired from all the villagers. No one understood where the location of this Radhakund and Shyamakund. But here, these things are described in the scriptures there. Yata Radha Priyavashnas Tasya Kundam Tata. That just as dear to Krishna is Srimati Radharani, so his kund is so much dear. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he found out this Radha Kund, Shama Kund, and Radhaganath Das. It was simply some big reservoir of water that was in a rice field like that. Nobody understood what it was, but Raghunath Das, when he came there, he saw this things, and he was thinking all these people will come from all over the world to Radha Kund and Shama Kund. So he was thinking they have to be excavated and make nice ghats and everything. Raghunath Das was so detached that he immediately thought, he checked himself. He said, no, this is not a good idea. But Krishna, in the heart of the living entities, told one merchant that was up in Badrinath, he said, he told that merchant that he was planning to give some big donation at the Badrinath temple. And Krishna came in a dream and told him that you take this to Raghunath Das. He has some, and he will tell you he doesn't want this money because he's so detached. He had no even bhajan kutir. That's described also, that he had no bhajan kutir. He was simply sitting on the banks of the Kunds and chanting. But one time Sanatana Goswami came there, and he saw that he came there to meet Gopal Bhatta Goswami, one of the other six Goswamis. And he saw that Raghunath Das was sitting on the banks of the Kund chanting. And one tiger came there to drink the water. And that tiger was drank the water and walked away. But sometimes they say that Krishna was there making sure that the tiger was not disturbing Raghunath. So Sanatana Goswami told Raghunath, Raghunath, you need a kuti, a bhajan kuti, a little hut to chant your, to do your devotional service in. Otherwise, you're taking service from Krishna. They have to come and protect you, see that you're not disturbed. This is not good. So this way, Raghunath was so much detached that this merchant came there to offer the money. Raghunath, he said, you have to tell him that this is for the building the kund. So when Raghunath heard like that, he said, all right, for the service of the Lord, we can take. So they excavated the kund. So this is another point that Raghunath Das, he's the example of how one can come to this platform of understanding the position of Srimati Radharani and appreciate all these things, and to enter these mood of the that's described in this chapter, the life's ultimate goal. But Srila Rupa Goswami, he also says that just as vairagya, vairagya, there's different types of vairagya. The Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he first met Raghunath Das Goswami, that time he was just Raghunath, of course, he said that don't be like a monkey. You shouldn't try to imitate the monkeys by living with no clothes and living on some fruit and living in the forest with some fruit. And this is not the type of renunciation that is being taught by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He's the Markata Vairagya, he called that, or Falgu Vairagya, to reject everything without understanding. As Rupa Goswami said, that Falgu Vairagya, Markata Vairagya, similar things like that. Falgu is, Markata is like the monkeys, and Falgu is just superficial like that. So Rupa Goswami taught Yukta Vairagya, how to utilize everything in Krishna's service. So if one is very expert like that, this is demonstrated by our more recent Acharya Srila Prabhupada, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati first. He took the very unusual position. He was riding in motor cars at that time. They were practically new inventions from the automobiles. He was a sannyasi, and he was a sannyasi. He's not supposed to even wear sewn cloth, what to speak of riding in an automobile. But Bhaktisiddhanta took that position to utilize everything for Krishna's service. And he said that only the devotees should ride in automobiles, and only devotees should have big palaces, marble palaces for serving the Lord. So this is, of course, that is only for the service of the Lord. This is a very difficult point that sometimes devotees get deviated. What is that? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Nishkinchanasya Bhagavan Bhajanon Mukasya Ha Hanta Hanta Param Bhakshanatopya Sadhu. That the we have to be very if one wants to actually understand these things, this is not topics for what is that? The cowherd boys are described as krita punya punja, that one has to amass great heaps of pious activities in order to come to that position. The cowherd boys, that they've come to that position after amassing heaps of pious activities. So this Krishna consciousness movement, this is giving us opportunity, but it's not like that one can understand all these topics while enjoying this material world. This is from the same song, Vishaya Chadiya Sab Kabe Shura Habe Man Kabe Hama Bujaba Se Jug Sri Vrindavana. That one has to give up that enjoying mentality, enjoying spirit. One can't have both. One can't, that's as described even in Christian theology, who can't worship God and mammon. So Raghunath Das Goswami, he took that to the extreme. He exhibited this extreme renunciation in his activities, and the same mood has to be there. Nidrahara vihara kadi vijito. We have to give up all, Srila Prabhupada said, practically to nil. This material body is a nice vehicle for understanding Krishna consciousness. But if one wants to enjoy the material body and at the same time take to Krishna consciousness, it's very foolish. Can't appreciate Krishna consciousness while enjoying the material world. One has to become free from all these vishaya chadiya, give up all these types of sense gratification. And of course, keeping everything in the Krishna in the center of everything, one can enjoy actually Prabodhananda Saraswati Thakur. He says that the real enjoyment is only there in Vrindavan, when one can engage his senses in the service of the sense of the master of the senses, Rishikena Rishikesha Sevanam. Then one can actually enjoy, as Rishabhdev says, that tapo divyam putrakayena satam shudya jasmat brahma sokyam tvanantam. Should yet one becomes purified, should yet yasmad brahma sokyam tvanantam, then he can enjoy unlimited transcendental happiness. So this is our Krishna consciousness movement. It's not meant to be trying to make comfortable position in this material world. Whatever position we are in, we can utilize that for advancing our Krishna consciousness movement. Whatever Krishna given everyone in a particular position in life, we accept that as Krishna's prasadam and try to cultivate our Krishna consciousness and the association of devotees. And then we can understand a little bit of life's ultimate goal as described here. Hare Krishna. Comments or questions? All right. That's Madhumati. Mataji.
Prabhu, you were mentioning that some devotees from Gaudiya Vaishnava going into Sri Vaishnavism. Is that because that they go from our ISKCON movement to Sri Vaishnava?
Oh, there's one particular way.
Okay. Oh, okay. I'm glad there are not too many.
Not many.
Is that because not accepting Srimati Radharani? And is that because of some moral...
Well, I don't know if it's because or... I think that was the result by association. I think we have just one person in mind that was said. But I think that's the result. Yeah, this is unfortunate situation by association. What is that? Srila Prabhupada quoted sometime, birds of a feather flock together. If you want to, this is also, I was thinking to say like that we want to develop the mood. We want to actually, the mood of this Krishna consciousness movement is Sankirtan movement. Sankirtan movement is the mood of the gopis, and the Srimati Radharani is the topmost of those gopis, of course. So that's actually the movement of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Jagyai Sankirtanaya Prayer Yajantihi Sumedasa. Someone who has sufficient intelligence, he should engage in the Sankirtan process. Srila Prabhupada, to his dying breath, I mean, not dying breath, but the last, his pastimes of leaving this world, up to the very end, he was preaching. Yeah, from his bed, he was translating Srimad Bhagavatam and preaching this way. So we want to, this is the intelligent person, he should use his last breath to engage in this process of Sankirtan movement of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, whether we go out chanting party or distributing books or helping organize festivals, just like here we have a Rath Yatra coming up. Birds of a feather flock together. So he was he associated long enough with them, those persons, and he became like them. So they have, his philosophy is that, like that. So if we associate with Lord Chaitanya's Sankirtan movement, we can also come to this very most exalted platform that Gopi Bhava Samratabri Labhari, the six Goswamis, they were all always absorbed in the mood of the gopis. So we're following in their footsteps. We can slowly, gradually develop those qualities. That's our great opportunity. Namo Maha Krishna Prema Pradayate. Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came here to this, or that verse was there, Radha Krishna Pranaya Vikritir Ladini Shakti Rasmad Ekatma. That this is the whole Sankirtan movement of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This is our greatest opportunity. One should, if one misses this opportunity, is most unfortunate. Yeah, okay, anyway. Anything else? Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.